Pirates and the Braves wrapping up their four-game series of on Nova opposing Bartolo Colon, but to say the least, this was not Bartolo's day.
A peek at the base runners and the 0-1 pitch is hit hard to right field. That's trouble. That ball is gone into the chop house. Adam Frazier with a three-run home run. And it's 5-0 Pirates. Skied to shallow left. Going out is Mercer. Coming on is Harrison. Easier play for the left fielder. And that will end the inning. Braves get a couple of base runners, and they leave them right there at first and second. We head to inning number three, 5-0 Pirates.
Nova with a new baseball comes to the plate. It's lined. One hop short pickup by Mercer. He goes to Ngope. His throw to first is in time. A nice play by the shortstop. That's one with a short hop bounce that could have eaten up his shins. But it'll go 6-4-3. That'll end the inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left. We'll head to the fifth inning with Pittsburgh holding a 5-0 lead. Colon peaks to second, and the 1-0 pitch is line fair inside the bag at third. That's headed down where it will bounce back into the playing surface. Savelli will score. They're going to wave Osuna to the plate, and he's in with a slide. So the Pirates just keep on keeping on. A two RBI double, two more on the board, and now it's 7-0 Pittsburgh.
The first pitch to him is hit on the ground, but through the middle. Base hit to center. Harrison scores. Bell to the plate. He will score ahead of the throw by Inciarte, who launches it all the way back to the foul screen on the fly. And the runners advance to second and third.
Well, he doesn't do that very often.
Oh, boy.
Pirates earn a split of the four-game series after a 9-4 win. Ivan Nova falls two out shy of a complete game. He's now won back-to-back starts. Francisco Cervelli tied a career high with four hits, having last done so in August of 2015. The Braves were looking to take three out of four games in the series with the Pirates, but it was not to be, as Atlanta fell by a 9-4 final at SunTrust Park on Thursday afternoon. Here is Braves skipper Brian Snitker.
You know, we made a couple plays though in that five-run inning. There's a couple plays that probably could have been made, and you know, we would have lessened the damage there. The big blow is the three-run homer. You look at that, and I think the same kid grounded out second on the same pitch twice before. So, you know, that was like the big blow. But it's just kind of didn't make the play that.
Do you think Bartolo has made some strides here in the last
couple starts? I think it's gotten crisper, better. So hopefully we just keep building on it.
More extra bases for Matt Adams, Coach. Can you talk about his contributions this week?
It's been phenomenal. He's been exactly what we needed out of Matt Adams, and he's not trying to. I think the biggest thing I told him was, I don't want you to be Freddie Freeman. I want you to be Matt Adams. And I think he's done a great job.
With that in mind, do you plan on just continuing to send Bartolo out there?
Yeah, right now. As of right now, yes.
How about with Rio? What do you think about this homestand? Did he show you exactly what you wanted to see?
Yeah, he had a good homestand. You know, he swung that bat really well, we'll just keep running him out there.
Bartolo's ERA over his last six starts is pretty high. What gives you the belief that he's going to get a turnaround?
Well, I just got to think that I look at the guy's track record, and I just kind of feel like a guy that survived the league as long as he has will figure out a way to make the adjustments he needs to do to be to be successful.
After, I don't know if you guys are per se tired right now, but you guys are going to the West Coast. How do you adjust to that after the past few games you guys have had?
Well, I mean, we'll have kind of a day and a half to kind of regroup now. We'll get on an airplane. It's only noon out there, so to say I'm sure guys will be asleep before we're off the ground. I mean, because it has been a long come, two or three days. And then it'll be good because it'll be energizing out there. It's gonna be cool, and they'll be up before they probably want to tomorrow morning.
How tough was it to turn around this morning, considering?
Well, it's hard. It's tough. I mean, it's what we do, though. I mean, it's kind of you sign up to play the games, and it's just one of those things that's part of it.
I think you start the road trip with Jaime and Folty. You feel pretty good about
those. Yeah, I do. I mean, Jaime coming off his best start, and Folty's throwing the ball well, so we're going into RA too, so I like her where we're at this weekend.
After Freddie's injury, it looked like you guys might be headed actually to a pretty good homestand, and then things sort of fell apart last night and today, kind of ending on a downer there.
No, I don't know. I mean, you know, we came back today. I mean, last night was, you know, it was just, you know, trying to find that last out would have been huge to, you know, that had capped off a really good homestand. And now it's, what, a 5-4 homestand. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're looking at that, taking small steps forward, and I feel like we are.
The Braves pack their bags and head out west. They take on the Giants in San Francisco on Friday.